Blog Talk Radio.
Our saint for the day, September 14th, is the exaltation of the Holy Cross. The universal symbol of the Christian faith, the cross represents Christ's victory over death. The feast celebrates the redemptive transformation of a barbaric instrument of torture into a divine tree of life that brings hope to humankind. This could also be a great day to go through your home and ensure that each room has a cross or crucifix in it, which is an old Catholic tradition. Pray the Stations of the Cross, another perfect prayer activity for today. Early in the 4th century, St. Helena, mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine, went to Jerusalem in search of the holy places of Christ's life. She raised the 2nd century temple of Aphrodite, which tradition held was built over the Savior's tomb, and her son built the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre on that spot. During the excavation, workers found three crosses. Legend has it that the one on which Jesus died was identified when its touch healed a dying woman. The cross immediately became an object of veneration. A Good Friday celebration in Jerusalem towards the end of the 4th century, according to an eyewitness, the wood was taken out of its silver container and placed on a table together with the inscription Pilate ordered placed above Jesus' head. Then all the people passed through one by one, and all of them bowed down, touching the cross, first with their foreheads, and then with their eyes, and after kissing the cross, they move on. To this day, the Eastern churches, Catholic and Orthodox alike, celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross on the September anniversary of the Basilica's dedication. The feast entered the Western calendar in the 7th century after Emperor Heraclius recovered the cross from the Persians, who had carried it off in 614, 15 years earlier. According to the story, the emperor intended to carry the cross back to Jerusalem himself, but was unable to move forward until he took off his imperial garb and became a barefoot pilgrim. The cross is today the universal image of Christian belief. Countless generations of artists have turned it into a thing of beauty to be carried in a procession or worn as jewelry. To the eyes of the first Christians, it had no beauty. It stood outside too many city walls, decorated only with decaying corpses and as a threat to anyone who defied Rome's authority, including Christians who refused to sacrifice to Roman gods. Although believers spoke of the cross as the instrument of salvation, it seldom appeared in Christian art unless disguised as an anchor or the trireo after Constantine's edict of toleration. The exaltation of the Holy Cross celebrates major historic events associated with the cross, all of which took place in Jerusalem. The triumphant return of the true cross relic on March 21st, 630, the first public veneration of the true cross and relic at the Basilica of the Anastasis on September 14, 335. We see Jesus lifted up on the cross for all to see. We see him using horrible suffering to eliminate suffering forever. We see him using death to destroy death itself. Ultimately, we see Jesus become victorious on that cross, and therefore, forever, we see the cross as an exalted and glorious throne. Bless us who find salvation with the cross of Christ. May we always recognize his glory in the weak, suffering, and condemned of the world. We ask this through Christ crucified and exalted, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Jesus, you say that you came to bring us life and death, and life to the fullest. Through your death and resurrection, you brought hope to life. You gave us access to heaven and the limitless goodness and wisdom of the Father. Give me the desire today to seek you and to teach me to value you above anything and anyone else. Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way so that each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. And that is our saint for the day, the exaltation of the Holy Cross on this September 14th.
And welcome to Deeper Truth and the Stations of the Cross with Donna Corey Gibson's Stations in Song. The Second Vatican Council, in the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, directs that popular devotions be in some fashion derived from the Sacred Liturgy and laid back to the liturgy. Since the liturgy is so scriptural, it would seem that popular devotions should be incorporate scripture and should incorporate scripture more abundantly into their exercises. And a 15th station of the resurrection is added here. Since the passion of Christ is meaningless unless the resurrection is kept in mind, the passion, death, and resurrection is the new Passover from the death of sin to the life of freedom in love. So the 15th station should be done before the resurrected Christ in the tabernacle. And that's what we do in our parish church. And that is so wonderful, because then we have Eucharistic adoration taking place as we are conducting this devotion. And a plenary indulgence may be gained by praying the Stations of the Cross. If for some reasonable cause, the Stations are interrupted, a partial indulgence may be gained for each Station. And so the basis for Scripture used is the Confraternity Douay Version and the opening prayer. Jesus came with his disciples to a country place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." Then he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, that would be James and John, and he began to be saddened and exceedingly troubled. He said to them, "My soul is sad, even unto death. Wait here and watch with me." And he went forward a little, and falling prostrate, he prayed, saying, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." And Almighty and Eternal Father, accept our prayer of thanksgiving for your beloved Son, our Savior and Lord, as we recall his sacred passion and the Spirit of Christ into our hearts. We beg you, so that whether we pray or work, we might do all in union with Christ our Redeemer. Amen. And the first station, Donna Corey Gibson.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death.
Like sheep, each one going his own way. The Lord has laid the guilt of us all on you. We hide our faces not to see the stripes upon your back. Though harshly treated, you open not your mouth. You wear a crown woven from thorns made of gold. Without a sound, our punishment you bear. He was found guilty, and so we think of him as stricken, afflicted by God. Thank you. King of the Jews, he was asked, come to bring healing to the world. Your suffering and dying and rising again gives us new life.
Thank you, Jesus,
my Lord and my God. Behold the man, this Jesus, beaten and condemned to die.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Again the high priest began to ask him and said to him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? And Jesus said to him, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. But the high priest tore his garments and said, what further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all condemned him as liable to death. The kings of the earth rise up, and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance. And I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possessions. And let us pray. All-powerful and eternal God, for proclaiming the truth, your Son, Jesus Christ, is condemned to death by crucifixion. Stir up your love in our hearts, so that we might be ever faithful to all that you have told us, and fear nothing more than the loss of your friendship through sin. Amen.
The second station, Jesus takes up his cross.
Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat.
This is the hour, the reason he came, how we long to drink this cup for you, embracing the cross and all of its shame. And ample to us as we should be. He says, follow me, take up your cross and follow. Come and see the road to life is deep and narrow.
Follow me.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And Pilate said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. And so they took Jesus and led him away, carrying the cross for himself. Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, no appearance that would attract us to him. He was rejected and avoided by men, a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom men turn away. And we held him in no esteem. And let us pray. Father in heaven, your Son Jesus Christ still carries his cross in his persecuted brothers and sisters throughout the world. Make us feel the needs of all persons so that we might as readily help them as we would help Jesus himself. Amen.
The third station. Jesus falls the first time.
From the weight of my sin, broken, my heart is broken, yearning to love him enough to never hurt him again.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before you. If you were of the world would love what is its own. Because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I have spoken to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Why are your clothes red, and your garments like those of the wine presser? The wine press I have trodden alone, and of my people there was no one with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them down in my wrath. Their blood spurted on my garments, and I stained all my clothes. I looked about, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that there was no one to lend support, though my own arm brought about the victory. Let us pray. O God, to free us from sin and weakness, your Son, Jesus Christ, embraced his fearful passion and crucifixion. Strengthen in us our baptismal resolutions, by which we renounced sin and Satan, so that through the passion of this life's sufferings, we might rise to a new life of joyful service, free of all selfishness. Amen.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his Holy Mother.
She was there to dry your eyes the first time that you cried. She was there again to hold you in her arms. She was support for your first steps and to lift you when you fell. She's the heart that grew to love you so. And there she is, to see you once again. No words are even spoken, her eyes reveal pain. Your most holy mother, with a sorrow in her heart, and you walk by. One
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Now there was, now they were standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Let me behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. To what can I compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? What example can I show you for your comfort, virgin daughter Zion? For great is the sea in your distress. Who can heal you? Let us pray. O blessed Lord, at your passion, a sword of sorrow pierced the loving heart of your mother, as Simeon had foretold. Grant that we who look back on her sorrows with compassion might receive the healing fruits of your sufferings. Amen.
The fifth station, Simon helps Jesus carry his cross. adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And when they had mocked Jesus, they took the purple cloak off and put on his clothes and on him, and they led him out to be crucified. And when they forced a certain passerby, Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country to take off the cross, his cross, they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, a name meaning the place of the skull. And with a loud voice, I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice, I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before him. Before him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to see in the sufferings and shortcomings of our lives a share in your cross. Strengthen and console us in the belief that we bear all things in union with you, who have taken upon yourself even our guilt. Amen.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus.
You are beautiful.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And answering the king will say to them, Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it for one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it for me. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we feel your love and understand in the consolation and support we receive from one another. Give us, we beg you, the courage and dedication to sacrifice and suffer with those who are in need, the least of your people. Amen.
The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
It was our weaknesses that he carried, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, as one struck by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole, and by his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way. But the Lord laid down upon him the guilt of us all. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and uttered no cry. When he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers. There he had done no wrong, nor spoken any falsehood. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you shared in our weaknesses and accepted our guilt. Grant us the favor of rejoicing over our human weaknesses, so that in all we do, your strength dwelling in us may be shown in all we do. Amen.
The eighth station, Jesus comforts the holy women of Jerusalem.
Compassion, they
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
There was following Jesus a great crowd of people, and among them were some women who were bewailing and lamenting him. Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Come, all you who pass by the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering, suffering with which the Lord has afflicted me on the day of his blazing wrath. At this I weep. My eyes run with tears. Far from me are all who could console me. Far away are any who might serve, revive me." Let us pray. Beloved Jesus, my tears of pity. These women of Jerusalem responded to you, broken, bruised, and beaten on the road to Calvary. Deepen our faith, we beg you, so that we may see you in our brothers and sisters, bruised by our envy, beaten down by injustice, and broken by our greed and our indifference. Amen.
The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
I lie prostrate in the dust. Give my life according to your word. I declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your commands. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. My soul weeps for sorrow. Strengthen me with your words. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting, eternal God, you permitted your Son to be weakened, crushed, and profaned so that he might rise from the dead, freed from the ravages of sin. Help us to accept our weaknesses and failings as forerunners of our glorious resurrection in union with your Son. Amen.
So they kept it locked away, and it was chained on podiums and pulpits. I was taught this over and over as a kid, that the Catholics kept the Bible chained so that only the priests could read it, and they kept it in that priestly language of Latin so that no one else could read it. Actually, all through the Middle Ages, literate people.
The tenth station. Jesus is stripped.
and gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because
by
your
holy
cross
you have redeemed the world.
They gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then after they had crucified him, they divided his clothes, casting lots to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. They divided my clothes among them, and upon my garments they cast lots. Happy is the man whom God chastises. Do not reject the punishments of the Almighty, for he wounds, but he binds up. He smites, but his hands give healing. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for comforters, and I found none. Rather, they put gall in my food, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, stripped of everything, you stood exposed to the peers, the jeers, and contempt of the people whom you loved. Clothe us with genuine love for others, so that nothing we suffer may ever fill our hearts with hatred or bitterness. Amen.
The 11th station, Jesus is crucified.
At the place called the Skull, just like a criminal, with a thief on either side, thrown on a cross, brought to this moment by love with each nail piercing his hand, a heart like wax melting away, a throat dry like baker's clay, all for you and me.
Here is
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
When they came to Golgotha, the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus and the robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do not. They do not know what they are doing. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my prayers, far from the words of my cry. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, and you answer not. I cry out by night, and there is no relief for me. All my bones are racked. My heart has become like wax, melting away within my chest. My throat is dried up like baked clay. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. Let us pray. Lord and Savior, you have told us that we too must accept crucifixion if we are to accept resurrection with you. Help us to rejoice in the suffering that come with the fulfillment of our daily duties, seeing in them the royal road of the cross to the resurrection. Amen.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross.
Your love, your life. left the world. Your love, your life, opening up the skies, raining mercy from the Father.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the curtain of the temple was torn in the middle. Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Then bowing his head, he died. My people, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Answer me. What more should I have done and did not do? I led you out of the land of Egypt, and you prepared a cross for me. I opened the Red Sea before you, and you opened my side with a lance. I gave you a royal scepter, and you have given me a crown of thorns. With great power I lifted you up, and you have hung me upon a cross. My people, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Answer me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
When the soldiers came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so that they did not break his legs. But one of them opened his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. Joseph of Arimathea, because he was a disciple of Jesus, although a secret one for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave permission. O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to your land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. O my people, I will put my spirit in you, that you may live. You shall know then that I am the Lord. I have promised it, and I will do it, says the Lord. Beloved Savior, you return to the Father all that he has given you, so that he might restore all to you, 100-fold, in the glorious resurrection. Help us, we beg you, to give generously of ourselves in all that we do for you, so that, like you, we might be made perfect in a new resurrection. Amen.
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb.
From a throne up above, leaving kingdom and crown, to a world in need below, he came as a servant and was Joseph offered his grave, I too offer a place. I open my heart to you. Drive out the darkness with me worthy to receive you. In a borrowed tomb, he is laid to rest with
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus, and wrapping it in a clean linen cloth, he laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of rock. Then he rolled a large stone against the entrance of the tomb and departed. I will praise you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the lower world. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name, for his anger lasts but a moment. His good will is for a lifetime. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with dawn comes rejoicing. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, on the edge of sadness, when all seemed lost, you restored to us the Savior we thought defeated and conquered. Help us, we beg you, so to empty ourselves of self-concern, that we might see your hand in every failure and your victory in every defeat. These things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had just risen, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone back from the entrance of the tomb for us?" For it was very large. But looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. And upon entering the tomb, they were amazed to see a young man sitting at the right side and clothed in a white robe. He said to them, "Do not be terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. He is risen. Roll away the stone.
Oh,
divine praises. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God and his angels and his saints. And the stations of the cross. Jesus is risen. He went through his passion and his death, and we travel with him in our life, and the stations of the cross brings it to our, we were there. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Jesus, your love for us lifts us higher. The song, Were You There? Is appropriate. Johnny Cash sang it. And I'm looking for it. And so I hope that Lent is going well for you. And here it is. Were you there?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there?
stone was rolled away. Were you there when the stone was rolled away?
Jesus is risen. He will rise on Easter Sunday. Praise the Lord. God bless you all out there, and good evening, as we will close in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good night.